North Dakota's Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has made headlines in protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline, which would cross under the Missouri River next to its reservation. But 150 miles up that same river, pipelines and oil development are playing out very differently. Inside Energy's Amy Sisk reports from the Fort Berthold Reservation.
Pipelines are nothing new here. More than 4,000 miles crisscross the reservation, home to the three affiliated tribes that call themselves MHA Nation. The reservation lies in the heart of the Bakken oil patch. Edmund Baker is the tribal environmental director.
We're in this oil play already, and we want to be able to do it responsibly. We want to be able to do it competently. We want to show other tribes that it can be done.
Because so many people on the reservation have found prosperity in the oil industry. TJ Plenty Chief owns this truck and two others with his Red Road trucking business. He's supporting 9 children. He says truck drivers in the oil fields can make over $90,000 a year.
Before the boom, you know, I had to work a lot harder and work in other jobs I didn't, you know, really care for as much. And working at the casino or whatever, you know.
I'm standing next to a pump jack that's pulling oil to the surface from deep underground. A decade ago, there was almost no oil activity here. But today, there are more than 1,400 wells just like this one on the Fort Berthold Reservation.
We try to create a nation that really sustains itself through economic development and through its own abilities.
Dave Williams is CEO of Missouri River Resources, the MHA-owned oil company. He walks with me around Newtown, where businesses are plenty and traffic's heavy with pickups. A telltale sign we're in the oil patch. He calls this concept of self-sufficiency
economic sovereignty.
The nation has brought in substantial money from oil production on its lands, $800 million in tax revenue since 2008, according to the North Dakota Tax Commissioner's Office. Plus, MHA Chairman Mark Fox says the nation's collected $800 million in royalties.
All this high cost of living that the oil boom created, we're trying to alleviate that.
With new apartments for residents, a new health care system, and payments of $1,000 to each tribal member 3 times a year. But Fox says the boom caused crime to spike, as well as drugs and human trafficking.
We have impacts to our environment, constant threat of impacts to our environment, to our air, to our water, to our land.
Impacts like a wastewater spill back in 2014, one of the largest in state history. 1 million gallons leaked, threatening the reservoir holding the reservation's drinking water. The chairman admits oil development poses a risk.
And we sure as hell don't want to do it in such a way that we taint or diminish the value of our most important asset, which is water.
That's why these tribal leaders, like the Standing Rock Sioux to the south, are fighting a pair of new crude and natural gas pipelines slated to cross under the reservoir.
We're not against all pipelines, the ones that are on land. But what we are against is when pipelines come on to Fort Berthold through other entities and think they're going to develop or utilize pipelines without the approval of our tribe.
The nation has tried to halt construction with a cease and desist order, but the pipeline company sued in response, and thus far, a federal judge allowed construction to continue, saying the company has the necessary permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. The case is still in court. Williams, head of MHA's oil company, says the risks mean the tribe faces a responsibility to protect its reservation.
If people don't take care of their pipelines, their wells, their production, they're going to destroy land.
That's the struggle tribes from MHA to Standing Rock face as they make their own calls about whether the infrastructure is worth the costs. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.
For more on how tribes are coping with energy development and the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, visit us at insideenergy.org.